This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Chu, CHU, first name Archie, ARCHIE, the date of birth, September 9, 1968, date of evaluation, April 20, 2022. Referring physician is Dr. Swartz at Webster Orthopedic. The chief complaint, 53-year-old male seen for preoperative evaluation. The HBI, the patient as noted is a 53-year-old male with history of carpal tunnel syndrome who is now evaluated as he is scheduled to undergo surgery, period. The patient reports symptoms of pain and decreased grip for approximately 3 years, period. He had initially assumed the symptoms were secondary to arthritis, period. He reported numbness involving the right arm, and he subsequently underwent EMG approximately 1 month ago, period. He was then found to have bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, period. He rates his pain in his right wrist as approximately 2/10, period. However, he has reported significant loss in grip strength, period. He notes that if normal grip was 10/10, he would now consider that his grip is 3/5/10, period. The patient further reports that he had tried a leave without significant improvement, period. His past medical history includes 1, gouty arthritis, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number sleep apnea, next number shoulder pain, next number coronary artery disease. Past surgical history, he has had left heart catheterization and prior stent to the proximal LAD, the mid-distal LAD, the right coronary arteries, period. He is noted to have had a total of 4 stents placed, period. He currently denies any chest pain or orthopnea or PND. His medications, allopurinol, 300 milligrams one daily, simvastatin, unknown dose daily, multivite, one daily, Aleve, PRN, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily. The allergies, non-on drug allergies, family history, father with history of coronary artery disease, social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. The review of systems, constitutional, he has generalized weakness and weakness of his wrists bilaterally, right greater than left. Nose, he reports sinus problems, period. Neck, he has stiffness. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure 133/84, pulse 63, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 189 pounds. In general, he is a pleasant male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic, pneumocephalic, pupils equal round, reactive light, and accommodations, clear. Extraocular muscles are intact. The musculoskeletal examination demonstrates a positive Tinel sign bilaterally, period. The skin exam significant for tattoo involving the anterior posterior chest walls, period. Right shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation, period. The Tinel sign on right is noted to be significantly worse than that of the left, period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 56 beats per minute. Non-specific T-wave changes noted. The lab work sodium 142, potassium 4.8, chloride 105, bicarb 32, BUN 15, creatinine 1.20, white blood cell count 7.2, hemoglobin 17.5, platelets 250, urinalysis, specific gravity 1.020, and otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 53-year-old male with known history of coronary artery disease who underwent stenting with 4 stents approximately 9 years ago, period. Since that time, he had been relatively stable, period. He has gout, hypertension, sleep apnea, all of which have been stable, period. He has borderline bradycardia, period. Patient now has bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and requires surgery, period. His overall risk is felt to be slightly increased given his history of coronary artery disease, period. However, patient clinically stable. He has no symptoms of angina, dysrhythmia, or congestive heart failure. He is therefore cleared for his procedure. Recommendation: may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Arlington Ferguson.